Welcome to the Agrana podcast, Starches for Your Life. We invite you to dive into the fascinating world of starch for everyday use. Learn more about the versatility of starch and its various applications.
Hello and welcome to the Agrana podcast, Starches for Your Life, where we explore the fascinating world of starch innovation and its applications across the food industry and beyond. I'm Vera, your host today, and we are diving now into a topic that is top of mind for many of you in product development in the food industry, clean label. You probably know this situation. The demands for transparency, short ingredient lists, and natural products are rising, while texture, stability, and cost still have to be right. How do you balance clean label requirements with technical performance? All that will be part of this episode today. We will dive deeper into the applications for clean label starches in bakery fillings, dairy products, and soups and sauces. And finally, we will explore what's next in starch development. I'm excited for our guest today, Bedina Tratnik from the Agrana R&D team, responsible for starch in food applications, and she will share valuable insights and practical tips with us. But before we dive into science, Bedina, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey in starch R&D?
Of course. Thanks for having me. My background is actually in chemistry, and I'm working for the Agrana Research and Innovation Center now since about 4 years. There, I'm focusing on organic and clean label starches, as well as food application technology. And I spend a lot of time in testing starches in different applications and see how they perform. With this knowledge, I can then support new product developments, as well as the Agrana sales team as a technical consultant. And that's quite interesting and exciting.
Yeah, that sounds quite interesting. And maybe just tell us, what's your favorite clean label snack?
When I think about my favorite clean label snack, I would say I like the puff pastry a lot with our clean label filling. It's just a sweet and juicy treat when I need some soul food.
That sounds delicious, Bedina. Okay, then let's jump to the science behind clean label starches now. My first questions, I'm really excited or curious to know the answer from the R&D perspective. So what exactly do we mean when we say clean label or clean label starches?
That's actually a really interesting question, because there is no strict legal definition on clean label. It's more about what the consumer expects to read on a product label. For example, they want to read familiar words rather than complex chemicals, and they do not want to read E-numbers. And for clean label starches, this means no chemical modifications, but still improved stability. So it's our goal to have simple and transparent labeling for the consumers, but still delivering great results for food developers.
And if we say at the R&D perspective, from your opinion, what's the biggest challenge in developing starches that are both label friendly and fully functional?
Honestly, the biggest challenge for R&D is that we only have a limited toolbox when it comes to making clean label starches. You know, chemically modified starches have been really reliable during the last decades and withstand all sorts of tough conditions. Now the consumer wants to see simple, familiar ingredients, but still expect the same quality, texture, and performance. Our job is now to find creative, natural ways to adapt starch functionality without chemical modification. And that's a balancing act between label friendliness and starch functionality. But that's also really interesting and exciting.
Why is there such a strong demand from consumers and food brands right now?
We see that consumers are more self-aware of their own health, and they want to know what they're eating and how this affects their bodies. On top of that, there are stricter regulations on transparent labeling. we see that the food brands are responding to this trend, and they are focusing now more on cleaner, simpler ingredient lists that makes it easier for the people to understand what is in their food. And it's all about building trust and meeting the expectation of the consumers.
So now that we've talked generally about clean label, now let's do a deep dive into the applications. Let's start with bakery. What are the challenges for food product developers and how can they be overcome?
Well, the biggest challenge with bakers is that they can break down while baking. This means they release moisture, which we call synuresis. And this results in a soggy product, which is, of course, less appealing. Now with clean label starches, they are showing the strong thickening and water binding abilities. This helps to lock in the moisture and keeps the filling stable throughout baking. As a result, these fillings are less likely to leak and maintain the consistency and the texture also during exposure to high oven temperatures.
And for our product developers listening, are there any quick tips on working with clean label starches in, for example, pies, tarts, or cream fillings?
Absolutely. My biggest piece of advice would be give clean label starches a real chance. You might need to tweak your recipe, play around with hydration time, cooking temperature, or starch dosage. But you might get rewarded. For example, we have in our white paper shown that Agena Pure 21405 has excellent performance in bake stable fillings. It results in a smooth and appealing texture. So you can also check out these guideline recipes for vanilla filling and raspberry filling. These are the ones I talked earlier when I talked about the puff pastry. But we also have other guideline recipes that might help you as a starting point in your product development. And do not hesitate to ask the product management or the R&D team for additional support or ideas when it comes to switching to clean label solutions.
Thanks for the insights in the bakery applications. And if we now move to dairy products, like, for example, yogurts or puddings, I think texture and stability are key here. How do clean label starches perform under, let's say, acidic conditions or cool temperatures?
Well, when we talk about these dairy products, texture and stability are, of course, crucial because they have to hold up under these challenging conditions you mentioned. The stability of clean label starches is usually increasing when you move up in functionality. And what we have seen in our application tests in yogurt, for example, is that Agena Pure 21409 has strong shearing stability. We apply here a lot of shear force to challenge the starches, and 21409 showed 30% higher viscosity than 21404, for example. When we then, on the other hand, talk about milder processing conditions, we see that Agena Pure 21404 might be the better choice. It delivers a really nice creamy texture and helps to minimize synuresis during cool storage. Therefore, you need to fine-tune your recipe and choose the right clean label starch for your processing.
And what role can it play in reduced fat or reduced sugar recipes where mouthfeel is very critical?
When you reduce fat or sugar, you somehow need to fill the gap. You want to maintain this all-important mouthfeel. So the creaminess and body needs to be built up by the starch, for example. And additionally, the starch can help to stabilize the recipe and prevent synuresis during storage. So you can develop a healthier version of your classic dessert or dairy product.
Thanks, Bettina, for this great explanation. And let's now move to the last deep dive for today. That's soups and sauces. They really rely on starch for viscosity and stability. What are the critical performance parameters here?
Well, when we talk about soups and sauces, you're not only searching for a starch that is providing smooth and appealing textures, but also holds up over time. These products might be reheated or refilled or held even warm on the steam table for service. The clean label starches from the Agena Pure range might be a good fit, but you have to find the right one for your specific process and desired eating experience. And that sometimes needs some testing and recipe adjustments to find the right balance between texture and stability.
And Bettina, can you explain how do clean label starches behave under reheating or long holding times?
Well, clean label starches really have to prove themselves under these conditions. Just imagine a soup simmering on a steam table or a sauce being kept warm for service. They have to maintain their texture and stability, and starches can help to resist the breakdown, which would lead to a thinning out or separation of your soup or sauce. Because you want a product that is smooth and appealing in its consistency from the first to the last serving. And these starches are formulated to exactly deliver these properties. And therefore, they are a valuable option for both manufacturers and food service settings.
And the last question for this category. Can you share a practical example where a customer achieved a real added value with clean label starches?
Of course. I'm thinking about the Meini's recipe we also have presented in the white paper. There we were able to completely avoid the usage of conventional modified starches and any hydrocolloids. But still, we achieved a creamy texture and stability for the emulsion. This shows how high-performing clean label starches can be. But still, you're able to shorten the ingredient list. And that's exactly what the consumers want to see.
And to round up this episode on applications for clean label starches, what is your next project or application for clean label you're working or will be working on in the near future?
That's a good question. So far, we have only talked about cook-up starches, but there will be a new product we will launch soon, the Argena Pure 2405, which is a cold water swelling starch. This means you can just mix it in to a cold solution and you're ready to go for your instant desserts, for example. This means that you have more clean label options than ever when you look at our product portfolio.
That sounds interesting and easy to do. And do you have a tip, a number one tip for a food product developer who is just starting to reformulate with clean label starches?
Yes, my number one tip would be do not give up too quickly. Our clean label starches might not be a one-to-one replacement for the stabilizer you have used in the past. It might need some trial and error to find just the right solution. Sometimes you need to invest some time in the product development and optimization, but you will get rewarded because you might be surprised about the new textures and functionalities you obtain, but still be able to shorten and clean up the ingredient list. And this is what today's market wants to see.
And Bettina, one last question. Is there anything that still surprises you in your day-to-day work, testing starches in food applications?
Absolutely. You know, every project is unique, and I'm constantly learning, not only from my own work, but even more from collaborations and customer projects. I'm constantly amazed how complex and dynamic these systems can be. And this is what keeps me passionate about this field. It's never boring, and there's always another puzzle to solve.
Thank you, Bettina. It was great talking to you about the application for clean label starches. And if you'd like to learn more, download our white paper or contact our food team for individual advice. All information can be found in our show notes. And we also love to hear your experiences or questions about clean label applications. Let's connect. Thank you for tuning in to the Agrana podcast. We will be back soon with another deep dive into starch innovation. Until then, take care and see you next time.